So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. The Tanna Kamma says, Makas b'shleisha, for Malkas, 3 judges are sufficient. Mishum b'shmol amru b'esem b'shleisha, for Malkas, 23 judges are required. And the Gemara explains their reasoning as follows. The Tanna Kamma holds Makas b'shleisha because the Pasuk of Malkas states, Ki yeh rib bein anoshim, v'nikshu ala mishpat v'shafatutim. The word v'shafatutim is pluralized and teaches shnayim, 2 judges. And since ve'ein bezin shakel, meisiv nalein oid echad, since a bezin cannot consist of an even number, another judge is added, harikan shleisha. And although the pasuk does continue with v'tzdiku as a tzaddik, v'rshiu as a rasha, the pluralized words v'tzdiku and v'rshiu cannot be used to increase the number to 7 judges, because these words are needed to teach, remez leidim zeim min shalekin. Generally, 2 witnesses who were found through hazama to have testified falsely are punished with v'asis makash hazamim, lasis le'achav, in the form in which they intended to harm the defendant. However, if they cannot be punished with kasha zamam, the words v'itzdiku and v'shiu teach that they are punished with malkas instead. This explains the Tanakama's opinion of malkas b'shleisha. However, b'shmol holds malkas b'esem b'shleisha, and the Gemara gives 2 sources. Abaya says, Asya rasha rasha mechiva mises. We derive it through exerishav of the word rasha. The pasuk of mises bezin states, Asher hu rasha lomus. And the pasuk of malkas states, V'hoye im bin hakoyse rasha. Malahalin Besim Vishlesha, Avkan Besim Vishlesha. Just as Mises Bezin requires 23 judges, so too Malkus requires 23 judges. Rava explains, Malkus b'mokem Misa imedes. Malkus is considered a form of Misa. As Rashi explains, the kimin the Avral Asaras Bayroi, Rohu Lomus, Umisa zu konas olabakasav. A person who transgressed Hashem's commandment deserves to die, and for a lav the Torah assigned the Misa of Malkus. Nevertheless, the Torah does not want him to actually die, and therefore Malkus bayu umdina, Bezin must make an assessment beforehand that the person is able to withstand the 39 lashes of Malkus and will not die. And if he cannot withstand it, they must reduce the number of lashes so that he will not die, because the pasuk states, v'niklo achicha le'inecha, which we interpret as follows, achar shalaka achicha be'ina v'leka. After he receives the Malkus, he shall live on as your brother. The Mishnah continues, Ibra HaChodesh B'Shleisha. The Gemara points out that the process of what is generally referred to as Kiddush HaChodesh is essentially a 2-part process. Chishuv de Ibur. The Bezdin calculates, deliberates, and decides whether to leave the outgoing month as a Chodesh Chaser, a short month of 29 days, and declare the 30th day of the outgoing month as Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the incoming month, or extend the outgoing month as a Chodesh Mali, a full month of 30 days, and declare the 31st day of the outgoing month as Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the incoming month. Step 2 is Kiddush HaChodesh. The Bezdin formally proclaims the day as Rosh Chodesh by declaring Mekudesh. However, the Mishnah does not use any one of the above terms, but rather the term Ibur HaChodesh B'Shleisha. Taken literally, it would be understood to be a third in-between step in the case of a Chodesh Mali. As Rashi explains, Mashma Shetzaruch Shleisha Leimah Me'ubur HaChodesh. A bezin of 3 judges is required to formally declare the 30th day as part of the previous month, and it thereby becomes a chodesh mali, a full month of 30 days. The Gemara asks, however, loy likatcha memela la'aber, and as Rashi adds, amir zulama, why is a bezin required to formally declare ibur? If bezin does not proclaim the 30th day to be chodesh, it automatically remains part of the previous month. David the Gemara offers 4 explanations of the Mishnah's terminology, Ibra Chodesh B'Shleisha, and it's based on 4 opinions of whether Bezin must always formally proclaim Rosh Chodesh of the new month by declaring Mekudesh. Abaye explains, Tani Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah does not refer to Ibra, but rather to Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shleisha. 3 judges are required to accept testimony of the witnesses who saw the new moon, and to proclaim the day as Rosh Chodesh of the new month by declaring Mekudesh. According to Abaye and the supporting Braisa, Val kol chodshei hashanakoi. Every month, regardless of whether Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th or 31st day, Bezin must formally proclaim the day as Rosh Chodesh by declaring Mekudesh. Rava says the Mishnah is understood as follows. Kiddush b'yoyim Ibur b'shleisha, acher Ibur leker Kiddush. Only on the day of Ibur, the 30th day, Bezin proclaims Mekudesh, but on the 31st day, there's no requirement of Kiddush because our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, who said, Im le'nir b'zmano, ein mekadshin lo'yisa shekvar kitshu b'shamayim. Bezin proclaims Mekudesh only if they establish Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, but Bezin does not proclaim Mekudesh if they establish the new month on the 31st day, since heaven has already sanctified the new moon on the 31st day. It's not necessary to proclaim Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day if Bezin did not proclaim Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, because it cannot go longer. Rav Nachman says the Mishnah is understood as follows. Kiddush achar Ibur b'shleisha, b'yoyim Ibur leka Kiddush. Bezin proclaims Mekudesh only if they establish Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. But Bezdin does not proclaim Rosh Chodesh, but they proclaim Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day because the Mishnah follows the opinion of Plemoy, who says, Bizmanli ain Mekachin Isai. Shaloi Bizmanli Mekachin Isai. Bezdin proclaims Mekudesh only if they establish Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. Because since Rosh Chodesh is past the natural cycle of the moon, this requires the strengthening of Bezdin. But Bezdin does not proclaim Mekudesh if they proclaim Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, because as Rashi explains, Shein Netzarch Lasus Chizuk Ledavar Shari Bizmanli Bo. Since Rosh Chodesh is within the natural cycle of the moon, it does not need the strengthening of Bezdin. Vashi says the Mishnah does not refer to Kiddush at all, but rather to Chishuv De'Ibur. A Bezdin is required to determine whether or not they need to add a day to the previous month, but they do not proclaim Mekudesh regardless of whether Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th or 31st day, because our Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, who says, Bein Bizmani, Bein Shalei Bizmani, Ein Mekachin Isai. Regardless of whether Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th or 31st day, Bezdin does not proclaim Mekudesh in any month, because the Pasuk states, V'kidash Mishnas HaChemishim Shana, Shana Mata Mekadesh, V'yat Mekadesh Chadashim. There is a concept only of sanctifying a year, but not of sanctifying a month. The Mishnah continues, Ibur HaShana B'Shleisha Dibri Meir. Remeir holds that three judges are sufficient to decide whether to add a 13th month and establish a leap year. Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says, B'Shleisha Maschilin, three judges are required initially to determine whether Leishev, whether Bezdin needs to convene to discuss this matter. If the majority rules Leishev, then B'Chamisha Neisen B'Neisen, five judges are required to discuss whether Tzricha, whether there's a need to establish a leap year. If the majority rules Tzricha, then Goymrim B'Shiva, seven judges are required to actually proclaim the leap year. However, Vim Gomer B'Gimel Mu'beres, B'Di'evid, if only three judges finalized it, the leap year is established. And the Gemara offers two opinions as to the sources for Shimon Gamliel's count of Shleish to Chamisha B'Shiva. One says, Keneged Birchas Kehanim. The numbers 3, 5, and 7 correspond with the three psukim of Birchas Kehanim. The first pasuk has three words, Ibrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. The second pasuk has five words, Yor Hashem Panem Alecha Bichuneka. And the third pasuk has seven words, Yisa Hashem Panem Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalem. While the other says the numbers 3, 5, and 7 correspond with the number of appointees mentioned in the psukim, Shleish Keneged Shemri Hasaf, Chamisha Meroy Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech.